Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. In part two of this two-part series on renewable energy policy, Joe Kakish, General Counsel for Growth Energy, says that the Environmental Protection Agency tailpipe emissions proposed rule is a lost opportunity for biofuels' contribution to lowering tailpipe emissions.
In order to fully realize technological capability of greenhouse gas emissions reductions today and into the future, EPA has to, in all of its climate change and greenhouse gas emissions rulemakings, acknowledge that vehicles, engines, and fuels operate as a system. When you artificially carve out the tailpipe emissions from that system, you are neglecting the role that biofuels can play in achieving those performance standards. Sure that gallons are blended. When it denies exemptions, that means that those refineries whose exemptions were denied should be responsible for blending those gallons or using the RIN credits in the market available to meet those standards. So we're continuing to participate in those kind of in those cases and to make sure that EPA is held to its congressionally mandated obligation.
According to EPA.gov, back in April, the agency announced new, more ambitious proposed standards to further reduce harmful air pollutant emissions from light-duty and medium-duty vehicles starting with model year 2027. The proposal builds upon EPA's final standards for federal greenhouse gas emission standards for passenger cars and light trucks for model years 2023 through 2026.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.